When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, and that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Now, it's the second Sunday of the month. That means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday, gifted Mount Shasta mystic. And co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis is with us. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Martha. I'm finally awake.
Oh, good, good. Well, we gave you an hour to wake up. That's cool. That's cool. And I also forgot to mention, and also forgot to check with Mike. Ordinarily, if the schedule is normal on Sundays, a Encore edition of Mystic Radio plays after Animal World. Mike's nodding his head, so that
you
would be happening
correct.
As usual today.
Straight up 12 noon, Mystic Radio.
So if you haven't got enough of Robin and Martha, well, you're done with Martha at noon. But Robin, there'll be more Robin. There'll be a Robin and Bob for an hour of Mystic Radio after Animal World.
It's a very interesting show this week. So it's listening to it.
I'm going to have to listen on my way home because if I'm around on Wednesdays, I always listen to your show. And I started the show with you and was a little ways into it. And a client called and I needed to take a phone call and ended up being on the phone call for like 30 minutes. So I missed like the middle of the show. So I'm going to have to listen. That's what's nice about the Encore presentation. You can listen. But you also have archives, don't you, on your website?
Yes, you can listen to a podcast live, the archive right on our website, robinalexis.com.
Excellent. All right, now, before we launch into the follow-up, there's a follow-up question from the Dogs in the City update that I did. Somebody called in and wanted to know. Remember, I was talking about the police dog, German Shepherd, and that was retiring, and the Belgian Malinois that was the new police dog. And it says, do Malinois and other dogs need to be left whole, that means unneutered, in order to be effective as police dogs? Or can they be neutered to facilitate harmony in the home? Many thanks, you are great. I don't know if that's thanks from Aji, and she thinks I'm great, or whether the caller actually said that. But anyway, I'll accept the compliment. Thank you. The answer to that is, you know, I'm not an expert on protection dogs, and I can't actually tell you for sure. I said these were unneutered males, and I have to be honest and tell you I assumed that because in my experience, that's the case. Most protection dogs are kept intact. Now, specifically, sometimes like with Schutzen dogs and so forth that do competition, a lot of times dogs aren't allowed in competition if they are neutered. Like breed competition and so forth, if they're neutered. I think the thinking has been over the years that unneutered dogs are better as protection dogs, and I think that's why they typically use males and not females. But I do believe if they use females as police or working dogs, they have to spay them because otherwise they'd go in season but. You know, I'm not sure how the thinking has changed. In my opinion, as a behavior therapist and trainer, I see no reason why they could not be neutered and do an equally good job at whatever police job they were doing. That certainly is possible, in my opinion. And it might even, of course, you know, even neutered males will sometimes react to a bitchin' season and those scents, but there would be less of a reaction and so forth. So maybe they do neuter. That's something I'll have to look into. So that's kind of a wishy-washy answer, but that's the best I can tell you. Robin, do you have any intuition on that?
Well, I just was really fascinated with, you know, even thinking about the ramifications of whether they are or aren't, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not a thought I ever had before, but it would, to me, I mean, obviously I don't know anything about animal behavior, but when I look at it intuitively, I would think it would make it much easier for an animal to be neutered.
Exactly.
So they can focus.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I would think. But I don't know what the current thinking is in especially police, like canine corps work. If anybody knows that, call Ashi, let her know. Or call us, let us know. I do have contacts that I can, you know, if CRS doesn't set in, I remember, I can check it out and see what the current thinking is. But I don't see any reason why they couldn't be. But that's my opinion. But I assume they were. But even if they are neutered, that still doesn't mean you can just bring together powerful, big male dogs into a family situation with a little dog there without knowing what you're doing. And just introducing them on neutral territory someplace else isn't good enough, in my opinion. So there you go. Okay. Are we ready? I think we are. We have plenty of time. So, if you were with us last week, kind of the first Sunday of the month, I think I started off saying that, is that it's the show, we don't have a specific schedule that we have to stick to. Like the last Sunday of the month is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and I always have interviews booked, and there's only so much time to deal with things, and so we can't fruit around starting the show. And we all like to talk, and there's always stuff to talk about. So on the first Sunday of the month, we tend to spend a little more time fruiting around than usual. And sometimes Robin and I spend time on the second Sunday fruiting around more than usual, just because we don't have a specific agenda. Well, anyway, that was the case last week. And I want you to know ahead of time that before I begin the show, I always set up the energy. I pray. I call in my guru, my guides, and the spiritual energy. And I ask to be guided. And I know I am guided through the show as to what comes through. And last week, I don't even remember what started this. And I'm not going to go, don't worry about it, we're not going to go into specifics about what we talked about last week. That's not what this is about. And this is not a political show. It's not going to evolve into a political show. Okay. And in fact, we were all okay after the exchange, but Mike and I talked about it afterwards and said, you know, this isn't a political show, and we want to do our very best not to go there. So we'll try to check each other and not go there. But then Mike made a very important point, and he said, well, you know, that may not be so easy to do, because after all, we are headed in to a really huge election. Big issues in November. And, you know, because of that, I can't promise you that it won't slip out from time to time, but our intention is to not go there. But just in case it does, because it's my show, I want to clarify the whole situation. And there's some things I want to share with you. And I realize some of the things I want to share with you now, I don't know that I've ever shared with anyone. But you know what is? Now, these days, I pretty much, cards on the table, I tell you the truth. And there's very, very little about, you know, that I don't share with you about what's going on with me. At any rate, I asked Kathy a question, and I don't remember what triggered that and why it fell out of my mouth. But kind of thinking back on it, it was kind of like it just fell out of my mouth. And her answer was not what I expected. And because of that, I kind of, you know, thought, what? And it kind of went downhill from there. According to those of you listening that got their feathers ruffled and didn't like it. Well, I want you to know that the first thing I want to share with you about me is that there are times that I can be pretty naive in the regard that I tend to assume that everybody thinks and believes the same as me. That, and I know that's not true, that, you know, people have their own opinion, all of that, but that's kind of where I come from. I just kind of assume everybody does. And especially when it's an issue that touches my heart, okay, and especially when it involves someone that, and I'm to get out my tissue, that I've grown very fond of and that I love and whom I know to be a kind and, I think, gentle, loving person, when I hear something from them that in my heart doesn't go there, I can be shocked. And I have to tell you that I was, that's what happened for me last week. It wasn't a planned discussion. I don't know where it came from, why it came from, but I was shocked. I was totally surprised and I was shocked. And then the ruffling of the feathers came to be because at some point a political party was mentioned by a male presence in the room, and who I then, I think, accused of being the party of no and my way or the highway. And the people that got their feathers ruffled said, well, you were being the same way with Kathy, that you're accusing them of being yada, yada, yada. Okay? All right. And none of that was untrue. And that's the way it came across, apparently. That was not my intention, and that, and I, because I know, I am not a my way or the highway kind of person. I work very hard at being, that's not always been the case, but I work very hard at being flexible, and especially in this wonderful country of ours, it's okay, you know, and that's part of the wonderful reason. You can speak your truth, and you have your own beliefs, and on a higher level, on a spiritual level, I know this is a free will choice zone. God gave us our own free will choice to do whatever the heck we want to do. I get all of that, okay? But I was truly surprised and literally shocked, and that's why I had the reaction I did. Now, I want the next thing I want to share with you is that you may not know, because you may assume the other way. I am not a political person. And Robin, by the way, you feel free to chime in anytime.
Okay.
I am not a political person. I never have been. And you need to know, I don't belong to any political party. I never have. And as surprising as it may be, I have never campaigned for or donated money to any political candidate or campaign or party ever. And I don't intend to. Okay. And for me, this is not about politics. This is about spirituality. Don't mean religion, I mean spirituality, and I want to explain with you what that's all about. But I also want you to know that I will admit I do tend to support and vote on one side of the fence as opposed to the other, but that's not because of an affiliation with one party or the other. And I want you to know that I am not acting by rote. In other words, I am not acting on a program that was patterned and programmed into me by my parents, by my family, as I grew up. Okay? I want you to know, actually, that I grew up in that evolved into an upper class, an upper middle class family that was very conservative, militarily and medically based, Republican, my way or the highway, parents and family. Now, I also want you to know that I dearly loved my mom and dad. And when I was young, I mean, I thought they walked on water. I literally did not think I could live without them, especially my mom. And I wanted to be good. And as you might imagine, I was very different, and I was outside of the square even as a kid. And I got, you know, anyway, I did my best to try to toe the line and do the right thing. So I believed that they were right, and I did my best to follow that. And in fact, and these are the things I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share with you right now. I'm not proud of them, but I'm going to tell you, I've never told anyone this. This first thing especially. It's why I sat in my eighth grade classroom when my teacher, Mrs. Ballard, was called out of the room, came back in, and choked up in tears, could barely talk, shared with us that President Kennedy had been assassinated. And I literally sat there and in my mind thought, what's the big deal? Why is she so upset? We like the other guy, Nixon. This is probably good. Yeah. Okay. Now then, the second thing I want to share with you, in my high school days, late 60s, when all my friends were being the hippies and protesting the Vietnam War, I, in my mind, was thinking, why don't we just drop a bomb on them and get it over with? That was me. That was me. Except I'm not proud of it, but that's my evolution. Now, as of about 30 years ago, and it was because of the animals. Now, the only thing, I'll tell you that I thought that way in junior high school, in high school. I'll tell you now, hindsight being 2020, and looking back on that, the reason I thought those things and was at that space was because I grew up in fear and anger. And it was so difficult for me, I built a huge concrete wall all around my heart. I didn't allow myself to feel. That's why I could say those things. That's why I could believe those things and be that at that time. But it was the animals that brought me through that. And that was probably like 30-some years ago when I had exhausted what I now call the left brain, scientific, medical world of trying to understand animals and why they do what they do. And I didn't have enough answers. I was forced, kind of like getting into a new computer, kicking and screaming, into opening my right brain and seeing a bigger picture. And that is when my first spiritual teacher came into my life. And kicking and screaming for a while, as I evolved in that process, I did my emotional homework. I continue to do. I learned how to, and that's part of what I teach in the human to animal transference, in bringing up, processing, moving through all of the suppressed anger that I had been living in all of my life and been stuffed and suppressed because I was supposed to be good. I learned that fear is the opposite of faith. I found Father, Mother, God again. Didn't know that was going to happen, but it did. Okay. And in that process, over the years, I was able to break down that concrete wall around my heart and open it up. And holy moly, when I started feeling then, everything changed for me. Everything changed. And the phrase comes to my mind that I could be accused of being a bleeding heart liberal. Well, you know what? That's true. That's where I am. It hurts my heart. It really hurts my heart. Now, you may, and I am so grateful to have come where I am. And I, again, understand the free will choice and everybody's own opinion and all that sort of thing. But I see us at a major crux at this point. And I know that we are evolving into a more enlightened species on this planet. That at some point, everybody is going to have to open their hearts. And at some point, we're all going to have to understand we are all part of the same whole. Good. Yes, Kathy.
And Martha, everybody out there, everybody else out there is going through the same thing. And I think that's why it's so good that you're sharing right now, because we're all trying to get there.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are just trying to be protective of what they think is right.
Right.
But we have to be kind.
But I want you to know that I was where I was because I was in fear. I was in anger. I was in judgment, and my heart was closed. I am no longer in that space. I know we're evolving to a different way of life and understanding that we're all part of the same whole. But in reading, one thing that's helped me a lot is reading the book The Yugas, which describes the cyclical evolution of mankind on this planet. And it's a wonderful read. You can go to crystalclarity.com to pick up that book. But I also had a major awakening at some point. Because I could say, okay, it's in the future, it's thousands of years down the line, we are going to have to evolve there. But when I see it happening in different places already right now on the planet, I want it for us now. And I'll tell you where my heart is right now. I want everyone taken care of, not just the animals. I want every human being taken care of. And I don't care if they are black or white or green or blue or purple. I don't care if they're old or young or rich or poor, mean or nice, lazy or not. I don't care. I want them taken care of. And yes, I want a more equalness among us. And if you want to say that, gee, that's a socialist type attitude. Well, yeah, you're right. It is. But that's what I want. Now, then I know that it's happening to a certain degree in other places on the planet, which is why I get so I really want to see it more. I want to see it happen here. And that's because my stepson moved to Amsterdam a number of years ago. Now, the life he describes to me in Amsterdam is like, whoa, because that's what's happening there. Everyone is taken care of. Okay? It doesn't matter who you are, what religion or politics or why. It doesn't matter why. If you don't have a home to live in, they give you a home. If you don't have clothes to wear, they give you clothes. If you don't have food to eat, they give you food. Okay? If you're sick and need health care, they give you health care. Everybody is taken care of, period. No questions asked. Now, he says that, yes, they pay higher taxes. Yes, some things cost more, but their wage scale is higher, and they live a simpler way of life. Okay? Now, for me, that's okay. I've moved beyond the greed and the selfishness and that I have to have. I don't mind paying more or giving more or serving more that others can be taken care of. That's what I see for us. That is what I want. And that's why I tend to support one side more than the other. It's because there's one side that wants to move us in that direction. There's another side that wants to take us backwards. Now, and I'll tell you something about that. I again am as open and as honest as I can be here on the show. It is. I have evolved over the years. Now, I was as honest as I could be in the very beginning, and I can't tell you when, because I started on KVI when talk radio first started, and you know, KVI turned into a real conservative political station. Well, I used to drive the producers nuts because I'd say something on the air and they'd come running out. What do you mean a message from the universe? What do you mean about shoot that deer with love? Da, 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 da. And as soon as Fisher bought KVI, they moved me to Como because it was a little more amenable to that. But also, those larger stations supported a different kind of show. You know, when they changed their format, and when I moved here, the same kind of format didn't fly here. And it was time to change and evolve. But what I want to remind you of, because some of the people that are most upset with me right now have been with me back from the very beginning. And I swear, and I haven't missed this. When somebody complains, it's them. And they don't like it when a political thing, you know, happens, because I don't believe the same thing that they do. And they don't like the spiritual stuff. And often they're saying, go do what you used to do. Well, I can't do what I used to do because I'm not the same person. And I used to be very compartmentalized. You know, I'd put on this hat when I did this and this hat when I did that. I've moved out of that and into my heart, and I am who I am. And this show is my show, and it is going to grow and evolve as I grow and evolve. Okay, now it's not political, and it's not going to become political. I've told you we're going to do our best not to go there. But I want you to understand why I had the reaction I did. And Master, you know, told me that the reason those words came out of my mouth and this happened last week was because this discussion needed to happen on the air. And I needed to share with you this. And so when someone says to me, I don't know what I believe, to me, I mean, I can, the other side that wants, and I don't know any other way to put it in terms of greed and selfishness, that only cares about themselves, doesn't care about taking care of others or the planet we live on. I have to tell you, I can no longer relate to that. I just don't get it. And so I reacted last week out of surprise and shock because it was someone that I love. And I don't get it. I don't get it. So I want you to know that, but I also am going to tell you that Mike and I kind of made a pact last week. We're going to do our very best not to let us go there again. But I wanted to explain to you where I am and why I said what I said, and obviously not in the most eloquent way. But if you don't like it, and you don't like where the show's going, you can exercise your free will choice. You can change the dial. You can turn it off. But the other thing I'm just going to say is, again, I don't believe in coincidence, and I'm wondering how come you've been here for so long. And I guess I know you say it's because you love the animals and you learn from me about the animals, but you've threatened to leave before, but you stayed or you came back. Why do you think that is? Is it possible that your higher self is, or your heart maybe, is bringing you to something new? I don't know. But that's where I am.
Or do I dare say something?
No, that's what I'm going to say. I'm done. So everybody gets a chance now to chime in if you would like. So then we can let this go and move on to the woo-woo stuff. So, yes, what would you? Oh, and I think I forgot to say that Kathy wasn't upset last week. We weren't upset.
I had no idea there was a problem. I went home.
She went home.
I went home thinking about something totally different.
Yeah.
And had no idea until she came back and said something. I went, really? Huh. Oh, there was no problem for me. But I think, too, sometimes it's when we hear things, we perceive one thing, mm-hmm. because we have something else going on in our mind.
Sure.
And when we go to actually replay it, like I've had to look through listen to the archives the other day because something happened and I wasn't sure how to understand it. And I heard it and I went, that wasn't at all what I thought I heard. So, and I kind of wonder if that's what was happening last week, is there was a lot of things that may be said that someone didn't quite understand because they had a preconceived idea.
And
the fact that I don't know what I believe. I know what I believe, but you know, we only have so much time, you know, I couldn't take up time and mm-hmm. try to explain where I'm coming from. So,
well, and one person, things do affect people differently, and depending on what's going on inside of you. And that's what I teach with the human to animal transference. And I do, the masters have taught me, things can't make you angry. They can only trigger or stimulate anger that's already inside of you. So someone can say something to you. If you don't have a personal issue with that, it won't trigger your buttons. But with someone else, if you do, it will. So some things push people's buttons and some don't. It depends on who you are and where you've been and all of that. And of course, I could say, as you know, Master does, well, if that's the best you can do in this lifetime, well, so be it. You'll just come back and you'll get it eventually. And that's the attitude I try to have. But because of who I am and what I do, I just want to shake people sometimes and say, wake up, open your heart.
Good.
And I see. Yeah. And let's just take care of everybody. Can you imagine what a better world this would be if everybody? Oh, and that's the other thing about Amsterdam that my stepson has told me. There really is very little taking advantage of the system, and everybody's happy.
Tolerating society.
Yeah,
I've been there many times.
You and, have been.
I've all scratched my head about the only thing I have against the Dutch is they don't. Everybody rides a bicycle and they don't wear helmets. And they have their little children in baskets.
They do ride a lot of bicycles.
And they don't wear helmets. And, well.
Yeah, okay.
If that's all there is, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
But yeah. I guess what I would like to say on this is I just feel that we are all so fortunate and actually privileged to live in a country where we can express our views, albeit different, and that we can continue to progress, you know, as a common people. We still, in spite of our problems, we still have a lot going on for ourselves.
Uh-huh. And we're all at different points on the evolutionary scale. And Master does say, you know, it takes millions of lifetimes to get to a point where you even want to know God. So, you know, if you have to come back a bunch of times, well, that's okay. I myself am trying to row my boat as fast as I can because I'd like to be free after this lifetime. I don't know about you, but, you know, I'd like to get to that point. I don't know that I will. Fortunately, we're on an upscale in terms of the human evolution, so each lifetime will probably get better here for several thousand years. That's cool. Yeah, you know, and if you don't believe me, you don't agree with me, that's okay too.
That's
we
okay.
can always agree to disagree.
Right.
But please don't get mad at me and tell me to do what I used to do, cuz that ain't going to happen. I'm moving forward, not backward. And I hope y'all understand that.
Hey, Martha, could I say something? This is Bob.
Bob. Hey. Hey, Bob.
Oh, hi. Well, how about, I mean, obviously your show is Animal World and people love your show because they love their animals. How about if people took care of other people the way they take care of their animals?
Wouldn't that be lovely?
And that's where I was going with the chicken lady story. Is, you know, if we have a mutual listener, Carlene, who...
Ah, yes, yes.
You want to tell that story?
Well, that's the kind of to segue out of this. Let's see. Now, Mike, Aji, Kathy, you're all good? Okay. Remember I said I want everyone taken care of and it doesn't matter why? Someone in our animal world family is hurting, and that would be our regular caller since we've been on this station, so that's 8 years. That would be Carlene. Remember we told you that a lot of her stuff was burned, and Robin and I started a fundraising campaign, and Robin and I donated, and Kathy wants to donate, and Aji wants to donate. Anyone listening can also donate, but Robin apparently said, you said, even though we've announced it several times on the air, we have some money for Carlene. She just has to call me so I can arrange to get it to her. I haven't heard from her, but apparently she's left you and Bob a few messages saying she is in trouble, right?
Yes, and hopefully she's listening right now, or someone who knows her is listening and can let her know she needs to call you.
Yeah, she needs to call me, Martha, and my number. I know she doesn't have computer access, but my phone number, and I know she has it because she's called me lots over the years. But for anybody else, you can reach me at my home office number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. We do have money for Robin. We do have money for Carlene, but I'm the keeper of the money. And so, Carlene, you need to call me so we can arrange for me to get it to you. But that's what I mean. And it doesn't matter why she needs help. She needs help. And so we're helping. So there you go. Does that cover the base, Robin?
Yes, and I just would like to say that for me, it's the energy behind our decisions that determines outcome, not the decision itself. So, you know, I look at energy as either love or fear. And so if we move into our hearts where love is, and that's the place where we make our decisions, that to me is like our voting becomes a moral barometer of our values and what really matters to us. And hopefully that is love and sharing love.
Yeah. Yeah. And in this third dimensional world, it means sharing physical stuff, material stuff. It means, you know, feeding, clothing, housing, healthcare, all of that. And that's just the bottom line. I'm sorry, but I can't be completely happy until I know everyone is taken care of. You know, I'll just pop it. Well, anyway, I won't go there.
Yeah, anyway. I could keep going too.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. Oh, all righty then. So everybody good? And Aji's raising her hand. You can use the microphone, you know.
I know. I just was. It's a very enthusiastic conversation. I just want to say I really liked your story, and it touched off a few things in my own experience. Mm-hmm. And one is that, like, I'd always felt like I was a pretty evolved person most of my life. But I went back into my childhood, and I realized that I had a very closed heart compared to how I am now. Mm-hmm. And I remember that not only did I pretty much kind of hate the adults around me because there was so much hypocrisy, but I also hated myself because I fell so far short of my own viewpoints of the standards that I had for myself, separate from what anybody else thought about me. I just felt like such a failure. But I look back over my spiritual evolution and I can see my heart is open. There's someone, I heard them say this once about the spiritual life, and I realized it fit for me. And they said, he was telling how he always felt like his heart was really open, but then when it opened more, that's when he was able to realize that, well, it hadn't been as open as he thought, because there's always another step.
Yep, I had that
there.
Experience too.
And I did too. So the other thing I was going to say is, when I was listening to you, it helped me sort out the political part of me and the human spiritual part of me. And different times I have been one way or another politically, but really the main part of my life is about me as a spirit living. And any viewpoint I take on politically is really superficial compared to the viewpoint of me as a soul who has lived here and lived on and at some point will be somewhere else. I guess that's enough for now. Thanks.
You're welcome. And I'd just like to say to everybody, especially if you don't understand where I'm coming from, I mean, ask yourself, why do you believe what you believe? Why do you support what you support? Where do you feel it? Do you feel it in your mind, in your left brain? Is it something that you've been raised or trained or programmed to believe? Or do you feel it in your heart or your gut? Do you even know what that means? She says, oops.
One more thing.
Yeah.
That I'm realizing, I'm real clear that I like it fine when people have a different viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And it's part of what our country was founded on. Mm-hmm. Aside from politics, that we all have a right to our own point of view and to not be persecuted for whatever that is. And the thing that really hurts my heart is not that people have a different viewpoint. What hurts my heart is when the discussion turns from sharing different viewpoints into a struggle over who is king of the mountain in terms of their viewpoint being the winning one over a losing one. And that's what hurts my heart. It's not that people look at things different than me. So I like it that there's an allowance for...
Yes,
and
so
that's,
that,
thanks.
Okay.
You just really helped me a lot with your comments, because it's one thing for us to all have a point of view, but what we need to remember that as Americans, we do have a viewing point, and that is our freedom to express our points of view.
Yeah, yeah. And I will leave you, and we will change subjects with... some wisdom from Master, and when I say Master, I mean my Guruji, Paramhansa Yogananda, and the wisdom that he shares is that fools argue, wise men discuss. And I think that goes to what Aj was saying. So, are we done?
We're done.
We have cooked this one. Well, you got that music ready? Why don't we hit the button? There we go. It is time to go outside the square. Woo 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 woo. Okay. The eagerly awaited Robin update of G-Man and Red Dragon. Now, I can't recap the whole story if y'all haven't heard the story about my Abyssinians and everybody coming back and the switching out and changing, all that good stuff. You'll have to listen to the archives. But we will start where we left off, because we left off, Robin, and I really haven't done any updates to speak of since the last Robin and Martha Sunday. And the last Robin and Martha Sunday was Mother's Day. So that was the second Sunday of May. And if you all recall that when all of my previous Abyssinian souls decided to come back in this lifetime and I started a new family of young Abyssinians, my oldest blue Abyssinian, G-Man, got really depressed and sad and was telling Robin and I that he wanted a new hot little Abyssinian body too. And that's when this whole story began. The long and the short of it was, he said he wanted to do it differently, and he wanted to already have the body ready when he left his blue body. He wanted a new one to go into, and I said, well, you know, I'll support you in this, but I'm not helping. I won't euthanize you just because you say you want to go, and I will continue to treat you, give you your meds, and as long as it isn't invasive and yada, 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 you're on your own for this one, buddy. But the bottom line is that we went, he said, let's go body shopping, and I did, and with Robin's support, we ended up, and if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Current Events, you'll see the pictures of the little red dragon. G-Man decided that he wanted to be different in this next lifetime, that he would be a red Abyssinian. And so we went body shopping. We got a little red kitten that he said he wanted to be called Red Dragon. So the Red Dragon came home. And then along the lines, we were told that the transition, in other words, G-Man would leave his blue body and move into the Red Dragon body on Mother's Day. And that was confirmed here or there. So, when I left the house on Mother's Day Sunday, G-Man was still alive in the blue body, and the Red Dragon was there, and everything seemed to be relatively normal, although there had been a lot of weird happenings the few weeks ahead of time. And that G-Man, and remember the, I call him now the switch out artist, which Robin chuckles about. But that was Chico. We know him as Chico, was the soul that helps souls switch in and out of bodies. And he helped Kim Miller's dog Shasta move into an already here Labrador puppy body after she passed. And Chico was residing in the red body. Up and then the week before they were switching out, G-Man and Chico were switching back and forth between the blue body and the red body. And the plan we had been given is that, oh, and then the yogi came in. Remember that part of the yogi that I was reminded of a story that Yogananda tells of a young Indian man had passed away and was laid out on the funeral pyre, and the family was getting ready to light the fire, and out of nowhere comes this old yogi who runs up and says, "Don't light it! Don't light it! I need that body!" And he climbs up on the funeral pyre and he lays down next to the dead body, and then all of a sudden, his old yogi body is dead, and the young that used to be dead Indian body gets up and runs off. Well, that soul, that yogi soul, came in to help G-Man and Chico do this switch out. We thought that was really strange. Well, and then we had, and the other thing I want to remind you of is that Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks, my little black and white rescue kitty, that is a little under 2 years old now, is very much in love with G-Man. And G-Man very much loves her. And where she was hanging, her normal behavior had changed, and she was spending all her time sleeping and laying on the bed with G-Man. She wasn't doing any of her normal stuff because she knew he was getting ready to leave. And when the little red dragon body came in, she didn't mother him at all. And she told Robin and I, when it's G-Man, I'll mother him. But until then, I'm not doing it. So we did the show on Mother's Day. And I'll have to tell you, I was a little nervous to go home. I wasn't sure if I'd go home to a dead blue body and a live red body or what. Didn't know what was going to happen. But there was another thing that Robin had mentioned. She had been seeing the few days up to that. I think, Robin, clarify this. You'd been seeing blue G-Man, like standing or sitting on a precipice and being a little nervous about jumping off.
Yes, and then after that, he started showing me images of his body being deceased. So that's when I thought he was literally going to be out of that blue body completely.
Yeah, but there was the apprehension and stuff was there. Okay. All right, we need to hold on to your seats here because, ooh, boy, does it get good after this. We're up to the good stuff now. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors before I forget. And then we'll come back and finish up all of this before we do current events and launch into our email and tuning in to animal stuff around the world. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help.
Cat's not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Robin Alexis is with me. It's a Robin and Martha Sunday. And before we continue with the G-Man and Red Dragon story, the good stuff is coming up. Let's get current events taken care of. We'll do a brief current event. So it's time right now. Alrighty, speaking of entertainment, first up, and we're going to talk about this after the 11:30 break, you are invited to the Ananda Community Open House 20th anniversary and summer solstice celebration next Saturday, June 16th from 1 to 6 p.m. It's all free. Tours of the homes, the grounds, and the CSA, which are the subscription gardens, yoga classes, live music, refreshments, children activities, art exhibits, solstice celebration. Krista Gibson of New Spirit Journal and Brenda Michaels of Conscious Talk Radio will be speaking, and the vegetarian spaghetti dinner is free. That'll happen at 6 o'clock. For more information, you can call 425-806-3700 or go to www.anandaseattle.org. And like I said, more details after 11:30. Now, New Moon Farm Goat Rescue and Sanctuary presents Goat Olympics Saturday, July 21st at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe. More information at Goat Olympics. That's with an A, goatalympics.org. Posado's Bark at the Park in at Marymore is Sunday, August 19th. Meow. Annual fundraiser, Fine Wines and Felines, will be August 25th this year. And you can join Wayne Pacell. He's the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, and he's author of The Bond. And for conversation and book signing, Saturday, June 16th at 11 a.m. in Seattle at Barnes & Noble in Northgate. Co-hosted by Paws, and remember, the All Breed Equine Rescue Golf Tournament is July 28th at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington. Last chance to sign up for the Adventure Camp for Kids at the Humane Society. And for all of these events, go to MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Current Events for more details. Got a couple of things here that didn't make it on to the official current events calendar, but I'll tell you, a new book out by John Marsluff and Tony Angel. Marsluff is a UW professor, and Tony is an artist. They combined to do a book about crows and ravens earlier. It was called In the Company of Crows and Ravens. Great book. They have a follow-up now that's just out called Gifts of the Crow, How Perception, Emotion, and Thought Allow Smart Birds to Behave Like Humans. They will be on June 11th, that's tomorrow, at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park at 7 p.m. And on June 18th, they'll be at Village Books in Bellingham. All right, let's see. One more. And, oh, that is to let you know that the low tide time of year is happening around our area here. And as has become a tradition, in red baseball caps, naturalists dispatched by the Seattle Aquarium, many of them volunteers, help beachcombers of every age see wonder unfolding around them. It's the 14th year that these volunteers will be at all our local beaches during daytime low tides. And that includes Richmond Beach, Carkeek Park, Golden Gardens, South Alki, Lincoln Park, Olympic Sculpture Park, Seahurst, Des Moines, and even Blake Island if you want a kayak or boat over. Quote, it's amazing to live in a city where we have these natural areas. And, you know, we have live animals right here on our beaches. We get to share that with people who didn't know and help people who do see what's here in a new way. So just remember, head out to our local beaches, daytime low tides throughout the summer. Look for the red caps. Okay, that pretty much covers current events. And let's see why we wind down the end of this hour. Robin, you have got a current event. You've got a special going on for reading. So why don't you tell everybody about that?
Well, I thought while you were mentioning that people needed to get gifts for their pet fathers. We're offering the half-hour phone readings. We're continuing that offer. It's a half-hour for $125. You can purchase them right from the homepage of our website, robinalexis.com, or call Bob at 530-859-2499. And the topic of these half-hour readings can be anything that you want. We do call them metaphysical mothering readings because metaphysical mothering is not a gender-based perception. It is a love-based perception. So anything.
Because you think of it as mothering your soul.
Exactly. And what a gift to give the dads of the pets out there, because they're out there doing their thing, and we got to support their souls. So half-hour reading, robinalexis.com, or call Bob to schedule it, 530-859-2499.
All righty, then. That sounds really good. And we are right close to the top of the hour. I think that we will go ahead and just close out this hour. We will start up the last hour of the show. We'll finish up the G-Man and Red Dragon story, get you up to date about what's going on. Then we'll do our first email on the air and get to whatever animal stuff we have time for before the bottom of the next hour, when we're going to switch up and go to Ananda stuff. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.